The Gospel for March 6th is from Matthew 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. The measure of worth in the reign of God is how well we serve one another. Of course, the popular view of worth is quite different. High places, titles, wealth and influence, as it was in Jesus' day, are still the worldly measure of a person's worth. As the saying goes, position is everything in life. True. But what counts in Jesus' eyes is the position of servant. Our Dominican sister Gregory seems to have understood this. All through her life, especially the latter 25 years or so, she poured herself out for others. At a memorial service in Sandusky, Ohio, this past Sunday, one after another testified to Sister Gregory's persistent service of others. Sister Gregory, who herself was a recovering alcohol and drug addiction survivor, worked with others who were struggling with the same kinds of addiction. She never turned anyone away, nor gave up on them. One gentleman got up to testify in the name of his sponsor, Jerry, who couldn't attend the service, although he had never met Sister Gregory. He was on the path of sobriety because she helped his sponsor, Jerry, overcome addictions. "I don't know where I'd be," he said today, "without Sister. I feel her touch through my sponsor, who learned so much at her feet." As the service progressed, it became apparent that Sister Gregory helped hundreds of people during her years of service in the Sandusky area. Probably, we will never know how far-reaching was her service. Over and over again, people bore witness to her ability to say the right thing at the right time to each of them. The Spirit of Jesus gifts us all with specific yet different abilities. All are needed, and these gifts are not given, never given, for ourselves alone. Jesus is the reign of God in person. He is what God created us to be. And what do we see? We see his life was spent in total service to others. As cells in the body of Christ, our gifts are meant for one another. Just as a single cell doesn't exist in our body for itself alone, but adds to the well-being of our entire body, so too we in the body of Christ add to the well-being of the entire body. We are created to be of service in order to build up the body of Christ. We are, with our gifts, one another's health. The reign of God is present and expands whenever we reach out in service of our sisters and brothers. Self-centeredness and unused gifts frustrate the plan of God. Where we are, the reign of God is either happening or not happening.